Association.
Association.
Ama. Tivaram.
Tivaram.
With great speed.
With great speed.
Titirashu.
Titirashu.
Persons who desire to cross over nations.
Persons who desire to cross over nations.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Religion.
Religion.
Artha.
Artha.
Economic development.
Economic development.
Kama.
Kama.
Sense gratification.
Sense gratification.
Mokshanam.
Mokshanam.
Of salvation.
Of salvation.
Yat.
Yat.
That which.
That which.
Atyanta.
Atyanta.
Very much.
Very much.
Vikadakam.
Vikadakam.
Obstruction or stumbling block.
Obstruction or stumbling block.
Those who strongly desire to cross the ocean of nescience must not associate with the modes of ignorance, for hedonistic activities are the greatest obstructions to realizations of religious principles, economic development, regulated sense gratification, and at last, liberation. Report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. The four principles of life allow one to live according to religious principles, to earn money according to one's position in society, to allow the senses to enjoy the sense objects according to regulations, and to progress along the path of liberation from this material attachment. As long as the body is there, it is not possible to become completely free from all these material interests. It is not, however, recommended that one act only for sense gratification and earn money for that purpose only. Sacrificing all religious principles. At the present moment, human civilization does not care for religious principles. It is, however, greatly interested in economic development without religious principles. For instance, in a slaughterhouse, the butchers certainly get money easily. But such business is not based on religious principles. Similarly, there are many nightclubs for sense gratifications and brothels for sex. Sex, of course, is allowed in married life, but prostitution is prohibited because all of our activities are ultimately aimed at liberation, at freedom from the clutches of material existence. Similarly, although the government may license liquor shops, and that this does not mean that liquor shops should be opened unrestrictedly and illicit liquor smuggled. Licensing is meant for restricting. No one has to take a license for sugar, wheat, or milk, because there is no need to restrict these things. In other words, it is advised that one not act in a way that will obstruct the regular process of advancement in spiritual life and liberation. The Vedic process of sense gratification is therefore planned in such a way that one can economically develop and enjoy sense gratification and yet ultimately attain liberation. Vedic civilization offers us all knowledge in the shastras. And if we live a regulated life under the direction of shastras and guru, all our material business will be fulfilled. And at the same time, we will be able to go forward to liberation. Om Mahyam Tiridanasya.
Sarasalakaya Chakshuru Militam Jena Asmai Shri Gurudeva Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swagamaya Adhamayam Tathati Svapadantikam Vamadeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padamadam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Guru Shri Anatha Krishna Param Sahagana Anitha Shri Shakabhitamsa Krishna Vinasindhu Dinaramu Chakarpate Kuresha Kovikaranta Dharanta Vinoskate Tapta Kamshana Yogyanti Rādhe Virādheshwari Vrishabhānu Sutevi Ramanāni Harifeye Vamchakam Padhyayascha Vipāsindhuyayascha Patitānam Pāviyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityānanda Shri Aravya Gata Shivasadi Yoga Kanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Those who strongly desire to cross the ocean of Nashas must not associate with the modes of ignorance, for hedonistic activities are the greatest obstructions to realization of religious principles, economic development, regulated sense gratification, and at last, liberation. Explaining how he is son of a demon, very much entangled in the network of materialistic bondage, addicted to sense gratification. Who will believe that of Prahlad Maharaj? There's only one person, Prahlad Maharaj. In one sense, by the Lord's will, he is speaking to teach us how we should approach the Lord when we offer our prayers. But in another sense, this inconceivable nature of humility in the Lord is, on a certain level, they think that about themselves. Prabhupada, in his prayers, Jaladutta, he's praying to Krishna. As far as we understand, those prayers were not for the public. Because he did not even know if he would ever have a disciple in the West. He didn't know if he would even live another week. Those prayers that he wrote on Jaladutta were really just between him and Krishna. And they were written in Bengali, were they not? Later translated. And he's praying herein that I have no devotion and I have no knowledge. And yet, Krishna, you have given me the name Bhaktivedanta. Now it is up to you to fulfill the real purport of this name. Insignificant beggar. What was Prabhupada's significance in this world? It's not that after he started ISKCON, then he felt, now I am significant. He was considering himself an insignificant man. And yet, we understand from the objective reality of his life that he was the most significant giver of the highest wealth to the whole creation. The treasure house of Krishna's love was his property at his command, and he was distributing it by his divine grace. But yet he considers himself insignificant. If you read Amar Jivan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's speaking, Prabhupada, in this lecture purport of this song. He's telling us that Thakur Bhaktivinoda is actually taking the role of an ordinary materialistic person. But out of humility, he's actually identifying himself in this role. Most fond in the song Gopinath, Krishna Jan Maharaj used to so lovingly sing Radha Damodara. Oh Gopinath, I am a slave of the senses. I am addicted to lust. And always thinking about the problems of others give me joy. Save me. The inconceivable nature of a great soul. They could be so pure, they'll think themselves untrue. They could be so detached, they think themselves attached.